Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Steve, Mary, Dave, Pat, John, Michael, Joe. Michael Platt is a baker and creator of Michael's Desserts. Who doesn't like dessert? Raise your hand if you don't like dessert. I don't see any hands in the air.
Desserts are the best.
I love dessert.
And says the reason I became a baker is because I have an epic sweet tooth. I've been passionate about inequality since I was a little kid. And season 4 of the Baking Championships is on. Michael runs a one-for-one company. Every dessert sold buys a dessert for someone else in need. Isn't that cool?
Very cool.
A treat for people that don't get treats.
Great idea.
Oh, I forgot to mention one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Michael's 13.
What?
Michael Platt, the most valuable person on the planet. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
That's an amazing story. How do you do this at 13 years old?
So I'm homeschooled, so we don't really have to worry about school that much. We do it when I'm not baking, I'm doing school. When I'm not doing school, I'm baking. And now it's summertime, so I have a lot of orders going. And I'm baking a whole bunch.
And how do you know which, where do you take the desserts to make sure that folks that don't get treats get them?
We go to domestic violence shelters. And we also go to, like, homeless shelters. Like, last week, I think we went to a homeless shelter and we gave out cupcakes. And if we don't go to domestic violence shelters or homeless shelters, we just go around D.C. And the parks and stuff. And we give the people that are there, the homeless people that are there, cupcakes.
This is like, isn't it Tom's Shoes? Every pair of Tom's Shoes you buy, they contribute a pair as well. I mean, it's that kind of thing for dessert. So what type of desserts are we talking about?
Sometimes I'll make something off my menu, but sometimes I kind of get bored making the same thing over and over again, so I'll create a new flavor to give away.
Well, give me an example. Like, what do you make? You make cookies? You make cupcakes? What do you make?
Most of the time I make cupcakes. Once I made peanut butter and chocolate cupcakes. And that's not on our menu. I made a mint chocolate chip cupcake.
You're speaking my language. It's an amazing story. And you do this all over D.C.?
Yes, all over D.C.
You know, Dave, you grew up in D.C.
I did.
And I bet you didn't bake a thing.
No, I was 13 years old in Washington, D.C. I wasn't. But how did you know, Michael, that not only that was this something you wanted to do, but something that you were good at?
So I started baking when I was 9, before I started my business when I was 11. And I guess people have tried my baked goods, and they said that it was good. And I really like baking, so I started a business off of it.
It's an amazing story. I'm sure you have a lot of help from family and friends, but it still comes down to you, and that's a lot of pressure to take on when you're a 13-year-old kid. I know this is fun for you, but what else do you do for fun?
I like to ride my bike and climb trees. We go to the skate park with our friends and ride our bikes.
Here's what I like to hear. When he's not saving the world, he's riding his bike and he's climbing trees. That's what I like to hear. Yeah, you're a good man, and I look forward to whatever you're going to do with your life, because you're changing the world already.
Thank you.